Let's talk about the new music, One Eye on the Door, your latest single, which is out now. I'm not going to go into who it's about, what it's about, whether or not I'm going to get like a newspaper headline about this. All I want to know...
That's what everyone else seems to do.
And they can find that elsewhere.
So I'm sure, but the thing is, they won't. They'll find it here. And even if they don't, they'll just make it up, because that's how it works. The song is just about... And this has been me in every relationship I've ever been in, as well as having been on... the other side of it in every relationship I've ever been in, because it's just something that people do. You get to that fork in the road, you're with your pals, you said you'd go home, your pals are going, come on, have one more drink, and you go, okay, I'll have one more. Six drinks later, you go, oh, my dinner's going to be cold and she is going to be rotten. She is going to be absolutely livid. See, when it's done to me, though, I'm clever. Like, not to say I'm calculating, but like, I'm like, cool, I'm just going to remember this. So when you come home and you feel a bit fragile, I'm going to give you the cuddle that you want. I'm not going to shout at you. But don't think that when I do it, I'm not going to bring up the fact that, you know, when I come home and you're, you know, all guns are blazing, I'm going to go, whoa, 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 I feel fragile. All I want right now is for you to look after me. And that's what I did to you when you did this to me. So it's all about just keeping one in the bank.
Yeah, always about being one up.
Not one up, just about, you know, just about one in the bank. We're all naughty sometimes, and as long as there's no malice in it, I think we're all entitled.
What's your go-to apology? Like, if you annoyed anyone, do you have a go-to line that you always use? Like, oh, it wasn't me, it was... or something like that. What's your traditional?
My whole thing with apologies is don't just say sorry because you want everything to go back to how it was so you can get what you want out of the situation. Only ever apologise if you know what you're apologising for. If someone says sorry to me and they just go, look, I'm sorry, all right? No, it's not all right. What are you sorry for?
How are you going to solve this?
And also, just because you have to, if you don't have any understanding of what you're sorry for and you're just saying sorry, you're just being manipulative. This has all got a bit deep, isn't it?
Yeah, it has, but yeah, it's an even intro, so it's fine.
The song's just about having one too many drinks and cracking on, mate.
But it's fine. We're going into philosophy with Pro Green on the show this evening.
The Philosophy Hour with Professor Green on KMFM.
That is exactly what we need. I'm going to cut that up and use it at the beginning of every show. If you could be in once a week, that would be good, and then we'll answer the listeners' questions about
what you're paying, mate.
So, Pro Green, what's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life. I think it's about presence, which means, you know, not holding on to the past, not looking to the future. It's about being in the moment.
And that's 2 weeks of philosophy with Pro Green sorted. I'll come up with more questions and then I'll send them your way.
Could you do that?
So have we got an album on the way?
There's always an album on the way, because I'm always working on music, but like with the immediate, you know, I enjoy the immediacy of things now. You know, things just come out from out of nowhere. So right now I just want to get music out. It's been really good, you know. I dropped Back on the Market, I've dropped One Eye on the Door, both in very quick succession, and I just want next year to be filled with Pro Green music.
Because I suppose that's something that you couldn't have done when you first started, because I suppose when you were first signed, it was a case of, okay, we're going to put it to radio
it
this
the
day
old model.
Then it's going to be released this day, and you need to do promo between this and this. But now I suppose you can jump out of the studio, you're finished with it, you can just whack it online straight away.
Yeah, I can annoy my record label and just stick it on SoundCloud. It's a different game. The model is different. I don't think anyone has quite worked out how it works yet. I think everyone is just winging it. But I tell you what does work: the song. The response to it has been unbelievable. You know, everyone's going, Pro's back to his old self, you know, because it goes back to that kind of I need you tonight vibe.
We were talking earlier about how you've been all over the news, loads of stories coming out, people like twisting interviews. You must have read some weird things in your lifetime.
It's so weird, mate. It's like I sit and I'm just happy. There's been no swipes taken, there's been no negativity, quite the opposite. But people, that doesn't sell newspapers.
No.
And I just feel sorry for I can't describe the people that read these things and believe them how I want to. But I just feel really, really sorry for people that read into this stuff. Like, first of all, how is someone's divorce entertainment?
No, exactly.
Like, what kind of world do we live in where that's even, you know, it's mental.
Yeah.
And I'm cool, man. Like, and we're cool. So, but that doesn't, it's really difficult for people to make anything out of that. That's not interesting. Two people separate amicably. It's not a headline you've ever read, is it?
No, it's true. Two people are actually okay. Outside of the divorce, what's the weirdest thing you've ever read about yourself, either online, in papers? There must have been some like headline where you've been like, what? I don't remember
that. I went to college in Croydon. Which sounds really like that. And I say that, it's the same answer every time. I just can't, of all the things I've read, there's normally some, you can understand someone's train of thought, like why they've wanted to make me look a certain way, why they've, you know, they've wanted to make me look angry, or they've wanted to make me look something. Or, but why anyone said that I went to college in Croydon, or where that even came from, I just, it was that was bonkers.
Do you know what you supposedly studied at college in Croydon?
No, it didn't even go into it. It didn't, that's what I mean. It was just the weirdest, most random piece of information that just didn't, mad.
And the fact that social media is so massive nowadays as well means that people, a lot of people can say stuff that they would never say in real life as well, because they're all hidden behind a phone, hidden behind a screen. What's the weirdest comment you've read on maybe like your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook?
Oh, mate.
That's radio friendly.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not really much I can talk to you about right now.
If you swap out some words with fairly innocent words.
No, I'll
tell
you what I did have. Someone said to me, daughter goes to fridge, mum, I want something to eat, or something along the lines of that. And then a seven-year-old son went, and something to eat turns into something to drink and something to drink. And I was like, that never happened. But no, like, she was like, on my kid's life, it happened.
Yeah, I mean, so that's not something you gamble
single,
there.
She's been playing the new single One Eye on the Door a bit too much, I think.
To her seven-year-old.
Not that you
kids.
Ever can. Play it all the time, constantly.
And on that note, let's hit play on it. Can I leave you to introduce it here on KMFM, please?
Of course. Yo, what's going on right now? You're listening to Glenn Scott on KMFM. My name is Professor Green, and this is my brand new single, available everywhere now, One Eye on the Door. Same old, you're not getting arrested, being offensive, though still is impressive.